I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. Big Dave, where's our clap? We don't have that clap thing going anymore, right?
No.
The golf clap.
Yeah.
I'm going to introduce you and stuff for that. So, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
I don't love second takes, especially when I was in a groove.
Yeah, that one was going.
Yeah, I was out of groove. I hope I can pick up that groove again. So our platform, Riverside out there, just in the middle of us recording the podcast, decided, oh, we're going to do some technical maintenance right now in the middle of our thing. And boom, knocked us right out. So here we are. We're doing it on Zoom. Our sound quality should be pretty good because David is at my home right now. So he's in the other room. So we have good internet. So we shouldn't have issues and things like that, as David has been displaced by Hurricane Ian. And he is here with me, staying here and loving to be home. Doesn't want to leave. I don't think you want to leave. That's what I think, buddy. What do you think?
I don't think you guys want me to leave.
Oh, you guys or me?
Both of you guys.
Oh,
I don't know. I've been testing. I told mom, I was like, yeah, after we record, she goes, maybe tomorrow.
There you
maybe
go.
Tomorrow.
Now the house is empty now. So you have it made, right? Because you have your own room. It's like a suite.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at an Airbnb.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and Kevin, well, he's not coming back for a while. So it's your room if you want it. So this week, our topic is getting unstuck. Today's Health Huddles, we are discussing getting unstuck in the life category health and how to get out of that health rut you may be in. Now, one thing I want to preface in this episode and for this month is, if you're a new listener to Stress Mastery and you're a new follower, we do something a little different than most personal development companies. We set our goals the last quarter of every year. So October, November, December, we are doing our goal setting and getting everything dialed in and starting to work on our goals before the year ends. And the reason we do this is to build momentum going into 2023. So this episode today is very important for you to think about as you get ready to set your health goals for next year. Anything you want to touch on that, David?
Yeah, no, setting it up early has really, changed everything. I took a page from your book and I started doing it on my birthday, since my birthday falls at the end of September. And even before I started doing that, I started doing it, you know, end of October, early November. I realized that those last few months, things start to get hectic and trying to focus on goals and stuff like that just kind of almost became last priority. And with it in the way, now the momentum was kind of set going into it. I can focus on both things because I don't have to think about it. It was done. It was kind of in the process already.
And one of the things that people will, if you look at your life, if you try to set your goals in January, coming off the holidays, trying to get back into work, trying to get the kids to school, trying to get back into your groove, you will not set them. If you go into January with your goals already in momentum, you will have a fantastic year. I promise you that. Mm-hmm. So this week, our topic is getting unstuck. In today's Health Huddles, we're taking a good look at the life category health and maybe get an understanding of how and why we get stuck in a health rut. So the human being is hardwired for behavior. Now, this behavior is dictated by what is held in mind. Now, what is held in mind is the programmed identity ego. The identity sets your reality. And your reality is held in routine. 95% of your behavior is driven through the subconscious mind and the identity programmed. Now, understanding this is the function and operation of the human being. Once you really comprehend this, it will be very easy to see why many of us get stuck in a rut, especially when it comes to the health life category. Your thoughts, yeah. Dave?
Yeah, no, it's very simple. I mean, for a lot of people, they don't even notice it. I think that's the big part, is the awareness isn't there. And you can't really, you know, it's not an excuse not to know, but I feel for people who don't notice.
You know, and many people don't, right? So if we look at it, right, the health life category is set through the stages of development. By age 16, the programs of eating, diet, exercise and movement, and self-care are set for you. Now, unlike the other life categories, the expansion and self-authoring of the career life category is actually set within society. Even the expansion of finance as we get older is expected to move as you grow into your vocation. This is built within culture. The personal development life category is expanded through expectation of finishing school, moving into higher education. But the two life categories that are left untouched for many, many people is the health and relationship categories. And it's not surprising, but these two life categories will intertwine: health connected to relationship to self, and relationship to self tied to health. So you understand that, right? And you had mentioned in our earlier recording, which I think is very good, the things we see with successful people. Can you repeat that for the recording, please?
Yeah, it's interesting because that's one of the first things that came to mind is that, you know, when you see a successful or so-called successful person on the news for something bad, it's usually to deal with something with their health. They're either sick, something happened, drugs, whatever it is. It's those two, you know? And like I said, everything's a relationship, so it makes a lot of sense. If you didn't have those two things, those two categories as an issue, news would be boring. These people would never be in it because those are always the top two things we always hear about.
Yes, always. And because if you look at it, during that second stage of development, which is the imperial mind, the identity ego is set and the program's set creates routines. So for many, the routine built around diet is to eat through emotion. We have happy eating, we have sad eating, we have stress eating, we have family eating, we have holiday eating, we have happy foods. And these are foods that change your state, foods that manage the stress response. And these foods are based off comfort foods, which are high in sugar, high in salt, and high in fat. And when we look at the patterns of eating are also set for us. If a child, as a child, you are fed from boxed foods, if you come from a microwave culture and packaged foods, this will be your pattern as an adult. If your meals are given to you through order of convenience, what I mean by that is Uber Eats, the delivery culture, getting pizza delivered, then no meals are being prepped or cooked to eat. This will be your routine as an adult. This will be big for the next generation as I see it, because everything is now brought to your doorstep. So if the pattern is to eat whenever, sometimes you might eat breakfast, sometimes you might skip meals, sometimes you might eat three meals, sometimes you might eat one meal. In other words, there's no pattern. This will be your routine as an adult. If your parents went on different diets to lose weight, suddenly attempting to change the eating patterns at home, this will either become your routine to go on different diets, or you may resist it entirely and you resist all change to maintain your eating routine. So you understand that, Dave, right? That many of, when we look at that health life category, the way the environment you were raised in is going to be the adult patterns that you carry. Your thoughts?
Yeah, for me, the one that it's interesting when you said that it carried on for, I mean, up until not too long ago in high school, even middle school, I used to wake up and snooze until the very last minute, didn't have time to make breakfast. And as a big guy in school, I didn't want to eat in front of people. So I skipped lunch and I binged so hard when I got home. I realized I started doing that after work. I wouldn't eat before work. Didn't want to eat in front of people too much at work. And I ate like five people worth of food when I got home. And that followed and followed and followed. And that led to the 330 pounds kind of being put on over time.
Sure. Absolutely. And those were things like you had said, your patterns of eating were kind of forced on you because your dad was raising you and he wasn't home. He was working, and you and your brother just had to figure out what to eat.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure. And that was one of the things that, you know, my dad didn't know our eating patterns, you know, much, because he wasn't there. He was doing what he had to do. And I remember one time on the one of his days off, he made breakfast, and I was like, what do you mean? You don't eat breakfast? I was like, no. And he looked at me like, what the hell? Like, why aren't you, you know? That was my dad's thing, breakfast, you know, eat your meals. You know, the three meals was his kind of go-to. When he found out I was eating one massive meal, it flawed him. Like, he was like, why the hell are you doing this? And to me, it was just convenience, you know?
Yep.
And it was also like, you know, part of the self-conscious thing for it. But I didn't have anybody telling me, hey, it's time to eat. Hey,
right,
to eat. You know,
there were no patterns set for you, so you fall into patterns. Now, it's the same with the exercise program. So if you look at the exercise program of the health life category, this is also set in a second stage of development between the ages of 7 and 16. If your family was into exercise, you as an adult will be in an exercise. If your family would do that declaration thing, New Year's resolution thing, start something and stop, as an adult, this will be your routine. You will want to exercise, but you will never do it, or you will never stick with it. Now, if your family was one of those families that complained about movement, and they were always fighting for that nearest parking spot, complaining about having to walk or having to do something, you will develop the same patterns and routines as an adult. Now, the other big aspect of the health program is the exposure to fear in the second stage of development. If the family fears illness, become Google doctors, and are stuck in fear messages of doom and sickness, you will follow the same patterns. If your family always blames genetics or history on their health, and this all plays in a role of your health life category, you will have the same complaints. How your family uses the doctor, how your family viewed going to the doctor, will be your viewpoint on health. It was all set for you. You understand, right?
Yeah.
Now, the reason the life categories of health and relationship tie so closely is when the identity ego is set at the end of stage two of development, age 16, the identity ego is set through the lens of your self-esteem, self-worth, and self-image. If your reality is disrupted, you go into conflict. This sets off the stress response. You are in disruption. And food is the immediate unconscious relief. If your stress management program of the identity that you carry is built around food, hard day at work. Hey, we deserve a break today. Let's order a pizza and some dessert. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed out. Oh, I can't cook tonight. Let's just hit McDonald's drive-thru. Feeling all stressed out. Let me grab a soda, some chips, some Skittles on the way home. You see, these are the patterns you got to look. If you want to change that health category for 2023 and you want to set goals, you first must look at your routine and your patterns you have now, because they were set for you. I guarantee you did not set those patterns. Your thought, David?
Yeah, it was for me, like I said, this year was a big thing of kind of realization, kind of awareness for certain things. Because even now, now that I've created patterns, I've noticed that, you know, when I do get activated or, you know, something stressful or something comes out, the urge that my ego tries to tell me to just hit the gas station, get a brownie or get a Slurpee, get some, and it's the weirdest cravings, like things I normally wouldn't run to. It's just going at it, you know, going at it. And before, I wouldn't even think about it. I just, you know what, Slurpee and a brownie sounds great right now. I get up and go drive, drink it, no problem. And that was always how I've kind of reacted from, you know, just being upset, things like that. Because it was like, I'm going to go for a drive. That drive led to the gas station. The gas station led to food. And it kind of repeated that pattern because I thought that was my way of like dealing with stress.
And this is very important because that is activating with you now as you're creating new skills. You must be aware that it's activating so you can let it go. If you do this contest and you're building these new skills, right? And you don't release the old identity, I guarantee when the contest ends, it will be like when a diet ends, right? You reach your goals, then that old identity will come back and take over your routine. This is why people set unrealistic health goals. They don't understand. They're creating expectations of some magic transformation in 30 days or less. And when their health programs have been set for 30 years, you know, so even your health programs, being a young 29-year-old, have been set there for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So to change them, to change your body, to create a healthy lifestyle, to get unstuck in the health life category, we must take a pause. We have to slow down, and you must begin to develop your why. Why do you want to change your diet? Why do you want to start exercising? If you don't slow down and get very honest with yourself, you will remain stuck in the health life category, possibly the rest of your life. Now, to be honest with your why is powerful. And I will tell you, as we're going to start setting goals this month, it's uncomfortable. Most of us live in a bed of lies when it comes to our body and health. The lies justify why you cannot change. These lies become your why. I can't eat right. I'm too busy. I can't exercise. I have a bad back. I can't eat right because I have to prepare other foods for my family. I don't have time in my day to exercise. I can't lose weight. I have bad genetics. I don't like exercise. I can't give up smoking. I have to have my wine. All of these are lies. You know, all of them are lies, and that becomes your why.
Mm-hmm.
Your why you can't get control of the health category. Then there are the lies of declarations. I'll start my diet after the holidays. I'm going to exercise starting tomorrow. I'm starting a new diet now. I'm starting a new exercise program. These are doomed to failure. Simple reason, you have done nothing to deal with your current diet and exercise routines, patterns, programs. These are what make up your health comfort zone. This is what you're going through. Mm-hmm. You get those activations and they make no sense. Why the hell am I craving this? Why? Because the ego, your old friend Nelson, wants to see, I got to trigger something. He's screwing me up. He's doing away with me. You're releasing the old identity. See, a new diet will not override a program to eat sweets when you're overwhelmed. A new exercise program will not override the need to sleep in or that embarrassing gym class that you had as a child. It just won't override it. You have to release those old programs. The current identity ego is comprised of programming set in self-judgment. Anytime you attempt to make any type of change, if your why is attached to the ego, it's attached to its base energy of desire and the four wants. You are doomed and destined to fail. If your why to get on an exercise program and diet plan is tied to one, the want of approval, you get on this diet and exercise program so you can be seen, be special, show others that you have six-pack abs. The ego will set expectations that cannot be met. The moment you feel that others are not acknowledging your new body, you will get activated in the old identity. The want to belong, number two. If you set your diet and exercise program as with approval, the need to be part of the healthy group, you will fall short when you are met by social resistance. Your current tribe will turn on you, and they will snap, and you will snap back to the old identity if your why is not set. Number three, the want of security. If you attempt to build your new health life program from fear, maybe you got a health scare, you will build it upon a base of sand. This whole program that you're building is on sand with the ocean ready and willing to wash away the new lifestyle. To build anything out of fear is to set yourself up for a fall. And then finally, there's the want of control. If you, like many people have done this, we've done this. If you build your health program by doing a strict diet, a strict exercise program, attempting to control all aspects of what you eat, where you eat, what you eat, life will bring you a boulder that will eventually crush you. Mm-hmm. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
So it's so important. Why do you want to go on a diet? Why do you want to do this? Why? What is the real reason? Is it attached to mimetic desire because your friend lost weight? Is it attached to mimetic desire because that person you don't like really is belonging to this CrossFit group? You got to belong to the CrossFit group. You want that rival. You have those models. You have those things. You want, that's mimetic desire bringing you in. You understand mm-hmm. that, Dave?
Yeah. And I think that's what, you know, for some people, I think it's been cool to watch, you know, my progress and stuff like that. And Vanessa's especially. Vanessa has just churned up a whirlwind of people that want to get into fitness and things like that just because she's making changes without bragging, without doing anything like that. And there's a lot of people that stuck with it because they made it their own, not because they wanted to be like her, not because they wanted to achieve things she's done. It's just, she can do it, I can do it. And now it's been months. And watching that transition is awesome. But like you said, if you're doing it to be like someone else or for a certain, you know, this, it fails. And she's also seen a bigger handful of that than she has the ones who've stuck to it.
Yes, it's very interesting. So that's what I want to bring across this week. If you want to get unstuck, your why for your health category must be crystal clear. Now, here are a few truths that might help you get that clarity. One, the body supports the mind. There is no way to attain self-mastery and that shift state of moving into stage four of development if the body is not balanced. Two, every human being is in search of one thing, and that is freedom. And this is actually the 500 state of love. See, no one can find freedom in an unhealthy, diseased body. Freedom is experienced when we find and live our life in the now. This is accomplished through the skill of conflict resolution. There is no way to develop this skill in conflict. It is the body that supports the mind to hold on to conflict. In conflict, you are a slave to the ego. Number three, you can follow spiritual teachers. You can follow these spiritual teachings. You can say you worship God. You can claim you believe in God, but you cannot hold a connection to God, a connection of God, if the body is driven through bad habits and disease. You can live in religion, but you cannot live in God with a body stuck in hell of the red zone. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. So to get unstuck in the health life category, you must truly find your true why. You must value your health. You must love your body. You must raise your self-worth, your self-esteem, and you must set your self-image, because these are the makeup of your current health identity. For me, the why to get healthy, and for me, if somebody asks me, well, Bill, what should be the why, right? I can't tell somebody what their why is, but this is a big one. The why to get healthy and to master the body is built upon attaining one thing, self-mastery. This is stage four of development, self-authoring mind. To get into stage four development is to live in that mid-green zone energy. That is the shift state. And you cannot attain self-mastery without creating a new identity and releasing the old. And this process of letting go and building new skills is the process of volition. You cannot have the will of volition without the state of awareness. The human being cannot stop conflict. I will repeat that. The human being cannot stop conflict. It's because of the hierarchy of the brain in the function and operation of being a human. The human being's body supports the mind. If the body is in disruption, stuck in stress, then the mind will be in disruption and stuck in stress. And here's a fact. Your body will wear out. Everybody listen carefully. I promise your body will eventually break down. It will eventually stop functioning optimally. If this happens before you have attained and self-authored your life, before you have moved all five life categories into stage four of development, you will suffer in that body of disease, and death will be a very traumatic event for you. Now, if you attain self-mastery, if you self-author your life, set your identity, you'll be able to handle the body breaking down. It's natural aging and breaking down, and you'll be able to handle death in peace. Many fail to take care of their body, and then they hit age 45, into their 50s, into their 60s, and the body rebels and it breaks down. When this happens, it will be virtually impossible to self-author the life category of health and relationships. This makes death an event of regret instead of an event of transition. You understand that, right, Dave?
Yeah, and I think that that's the part of the process, you know, when people are like experience life and things like that, that's what it's meant. I think going through it and experiencing the process of aging correctly, like you say, the age is just a number. It's what's the body going through at the time. There's just a lot of my friends that in their 20s, 30s that
very young on now. Their way
out, you know, and it sounds bad to say, but that's not experiencing life. You know, when people always used to talk to me about like the tattoos and stuff like that, treat your body as a temple. That's what it means. It's to take care of it, to keep it from disease so you can experience all of this and not feel, you know, like crap all the time. That's not life.
So let me explain this a little bit so I think people can understand a little bit more what I'm coming across, because I'm coming across a little bit deep in this too, right? So if your why for your health must be connected to something higher than yourself. It can't be connected to the numbers on a scale or the image you see in the mirror. So this is a great point that I can make as in a story. So in Ryan Holiday's new book, which is called Discipline is Destiny, fantastic book, people. It's brand new. It just came out. He is telling the story of Lou Gehrig. Now, Lou Gehrig was a famous New York Yankee. Lou Gehrig was the very first athlete to really take care of his body intentionally. What Tom Brady does now, he was doing in the 20s, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Gehrig dialed in his diet, his training, and his habits. Lou Gehrig was nicknamed the Iron Man as he played in 2,130 consecutive baseball games. Then in 1939, he got ill with ALS, now also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, right? And you would think that this would destroy a man who was so obsessed at keeping his body strong and healthy. He didn't drink. He didn't eat bad. He didn't do that. ALS is a disease that affects the nerve cells that make the muscles work in the body. But what is shocking, and hopefully you guys can understand this, is Gary accepted his fate. Through the years of taking care of his health, Lou Gehrig attained self-mastery. As his body failed, his connection to his true self allowed him to be in peace. And if you want to hear his final speech, just Google it, because it will tell you exactly the state the man was in. Mm-hmm. Now, if Lou Gehrig had not taken care of himself and everything was about this, then he would die in regret. And you know who died in regret? Babe Ruth. Ruth was sick, was disabled, and everything else, but he never took care of himself. In fact, he told Lou Gehrig once, "The mistakes I made when I was young, please don't make them, and never stop taking care of yourself. This is the mistakes I made." And so what happened is, in the end of his life, Babe Ruth was struggling. He suffered. Why? Because it's a fact. If you wait to take care of your health and your body, you will suffer, not because of the body shutting down. Everybody's body's going to shut down, but you will suffer with the ego slamming you in regret, slamming you in resentment, and slamming you in fear. If you're stuck in a rut in your health today, to get unstuck, you must set a stronger why. And everything we teach you in Stress Mastery is a process. So I have a few steps here, David, and I want to get your thoughts on that, because I hope the Lou Gehrig story can show that, because I realized my body works like a temple. It's a machine. I take care of it. It works. You see how I'm right now. I'm really in a work mode. I haven't been in a work mode like this since we left the clinics. So I'm writing and everything I'm creating. But eventually my body's got to shut down. Eventually my body's going to die. Eventually my body's not going to work. Eventually I'm not going to be able to do what I'm doing, right? But the thing is, I can do it today. And that's the way I look at it. But mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing. I know who I am in truth. I know what I am in truth. And I know how I serve in truth. I'm okay. But if you don't attain that and your body gets diseased, you're not going to attain it once the body is broken down. That's why the young people like you, Coach Pablo, right? Coach Jason, young millennials shifting into stage 4 is amazing. Why? Because they can find their true self long before their body's going to break down. Because once that body breaks down, you're either going to be in peace or you're going to be in suffering. And that's going to be determined on who controls your life, you or your ego. So here's some things I have for you to get unstuck. One, let go of the past. Forget about what you did before. Forget about what worked and didn't work. Because everybody tells me, oh, this was diet worked for me. I lost 50 pounds. And if you gained the 50 pounds back, it did not work for you. Just understand that. So let go of the past. Two, change your perspective and get the strong why. That's the whole purpose of this episode. Three, set your plan and begin with small changes. Give yourself 1 year. 1 year. David, you did it perfectly, and how you started it perfectly. I just started exercising. I just started water. Then I started the diet. I started, do it that way. Number four, really explore your purpose. Who are you? Connect to something higher than your current reality. And number five, get some help. Get accountability. Get a coach. Get a trainer. Get the medical experts to help dial you in. Really, if you're going to do this, do it once and never have to do it again. Really learn. And number six, seize each day, especially when you're setting a day first thing and closing the day last thing. These are the things that will start you to get your health program out of a rut. But I'm telling you, if you don't have a strong why, you will snap back so fast, it'll make your head spin. Your thoughts, David?
Yeah, I think the starting at your pace is probably the best thing that I've ever done, because I had all the information, knowledge, everything you could possibly think of to do it, except I just tried to do it all at once. And I tried to pinpoint where I failed, and there were so many things going on. I couldn't figure it out. You know, was it me getting upset and eating food? Was it me being too tired, not going to sleep? Was it the training? It was way too much. So I just said, I'm just going to work out. I'm going to get strong. If I added more protein, I'll probably get a little stronger. I should probably drink my water. I want to go to sleep. I'm tired. I'm this, I'm that. And eventually it became into this lifestyle that I feel great. And people look at it as like, you're busting your ass. You're always doing this. I feel so good now.
Yes.
Compared to the lazy person I was before. I got up, I worked, I did all my work, but I grinded through it and almost dragging myself because I didn't have the energy. Now I do a lot more with a lot less, I don't want to say effort, but it feels like it's just more connected. It's more flowing. And I heard a quote earlier today that said, if you think the price of health is expensive, wait for the bill of regret to come in.
And that's what we're talking about.
There changed. Oh God, I'm so glad I was able to do it now. Cause yeah, I'm doing a lot now, but I'll get to enjoy a hell of a lot later. Or God forbid, you know, life experiences happen that cut it short. I got to experience it. So the gratitude I get now will forever be with me versus the regret I'll have 10, 20, 30 years from now looking back, like, oh man, I should have made that small
change. And you look at the dealing with life, right? Like I said, eventually the body, and I'm 61 years old, so I'm well aware of it. Now, I don't have any signs yet, but it's a matter of time. If all of a sudden I get cancer or something happens or that, I'm okay. Because I really got, I'm okay because I understand who I am. Yeah. But you can't have self-mastery if you've got these life categories stuck in the red zone. If you're still stuck in stage three of development, you can't. Yeah. This is the time to work on it. That's what the purpose of your diet is. And exercise is to be able to get the self-mastery because you're not taking control of the mind otherwise. It's impossible unless you take control of the body. So the elements of creating that health life category is one is sleep, right? Two is drinking water. Three is reprogramming the mind. Four is diet, and five is exercise. You have to have all those elements working. So as people ask me at the event, what would you start with first? My answer is Green Focus Power Hour and start with your mind. That's what I would start with if I had nothing going for me. I would drink the water, maybe walk a little bit, and really focus on that Green Focus Power Hour for 30 days because that's where you're going to start to reset the identity. And I would do the higher goal setting. That's if you ask me my advice, that's my advice. Before I would do a diet, before I would do anything else, I would do that because that will start to set you in the right direction. But I would have it planned. Okay, I'm going to start my diet here. I'm going to start this here. I'm going to start the here. But if you try to do it all at once and you can do that, I'm not saying not to, but if you're not prepared to deal with that voice in your head telling you to go to the gas station and get the brownie and Slurpee, then I'm going to tell you, if you're not ready for that or you don't understand that, you're going to sabotage yourself. Right?
You're never going to let that go.
That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift to the planet. You can join us on this mission. Simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.